The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, all this week on News Talk, we're covering the issues affecting the childcare sector in Ireland. Yesterday, we brought you exclusive research on how parents in Dublin are paying anywhere from 950 to more than 1,400 a month for a two-year-old in full-time childcare. The average is almost 1,300 a month. In Longford, on the other hand, it's only 600 euro. Today, our reporter Josh Crosby will talk about the availability of childcare. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How much demand is there for creche places?
Well, I'll be honest now, going through this research, I got quite a surprise. Of course, I was expecting some waiting lists and creches at full capacity, but dates of 2024 were cropping up in four counties. They're in Dublin, Meath, Sligo and Wexford. Now, just to remind the listeners again how this research was carried out, three creches in each county were contacted and asked about their availability and costs. Only seven counties out of the 26 said they would have a space this year or will be reviewing their waiting lists this year. January 2023 was coming up as the average for when a provider would have some space, with others saying around the end of the summer or into September next year. To hear what parents are doing to try and secure a place, I got speaking with Luca, who has a five-month-old baby boy. Now, Luca and her partner moved to Dublin from London, so they don't have that family bubble here in Ireland that we know, I suppose, can be very often a lifeline for childminding.
We want to send him to creche full-time, so me and my husband can both work full-time. So I started ringing around when I was 12 weeks pregnant because I heard that it was mentally hard. We live in Dublin 6. We are currently on 11 waiting lists. We've managed to secure one place for August next year, but I need it for January. So not sure what we're going to do. Options are I take longer off work, we find a childminder, we take him to one creche and have to pull him out. But yeah, not great. I've definitely got lots of friends who are in similar positions. I haven't found anything. And a couple of friends who've had to leave work because they can't find any. It's not because of cost, it's because of availability.
Would that be a case for you where maybe the two you can't return to work full time? Is that an option?
I really don't want it to be an option because I'd like to continue working. We had him when I was kind of just getting my career going. But if we can't find somewhere to look after someone to look after him, we don't come from Ireland. Our grandparents aren't close by, so we don't have people to help. So it has to be a creche or a childminder. So I'm not really sure what we're going
to
do.
When you're pregnant, you already have enough things in your
place to worry about.
But this
yeah.
is what you're doing as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned to us that it was really hard, so I started ringing around and people were laughing. When I asked for a spot for 2023, they were saying they were fully booked until 2024, which means people are putting their names down well before they've conceived, which isn't fair in my mind. And yeah, I don't know what we're going to do. They also don't seem to take them under a year old. Yeah, it's definitely a struggle and it's a worry.
One of the many parents trying to find childcare. Now, Luca's on 11 different waiting lists. Talk to me, Josh, about the lists and how many children might be on each one.
Well, Pat, not every creche gave their waiting list figures, but those who did are all in demand. A provider in Mayo had 180 names on a list. In Leitrim, one had 155. There's a creche with an 18-month waiting list in Offaly. And in Donegal, there are 73 names on a list. The more promising waiting lists are in Longford, with 12 names, and 19 in Westmeath. Some providers are going to be reviewing their list this September, so things could change. But there are also those who are at capacity and are not taking any names, such as in Wicklow, Longford and Waterford. I took a visit to Mrs. Tatty Nursery in Dublin. Now, it's a busy facility which caters for up to 100 children from 4 months old to 12 years of age. There are over 20 staff and it currently has 75 children on its waiting lists. I met with owner Rachel Prowse at the nursery near Blanchardstown and she told me how staff shortages in the sector are having knock-on effects for availability as the ratio for babies is 3 to 1.
Our quickest one to fill up is our preschool. We open our registration at the beginning of January when we reopen after Christmas. And this year, by the middle of February, we were full. We had no more spaces. The only way that we have availability coming in for people on the waiting list, especially with preschool, is if people pull out or people move home or anything like that.
How do you manage waiting lists when there's so much demand?
With difficulty. It is hard. There's lots of variables when the waiting list. You think I'm on a waiting list, you know, I'm number one, so I'd be the next one in. But a lot of it depends on age. It depends on the time that the space is available for them. I've two managers that work here with me and one girl looks after the waiting list specifically. And then it's up to staff as well. You know, if we're over ratio, you know, you need to get another member staff, and that hasn't been an easy thing at all.
And just on staff, what would you like to see being done to help providers such as yourself?
This new core funding that's coming in for us is a big help, because it's based on the amount of children that you provide for rather than the amount of children that you have. But I think what's happening is people are leaving the sector altogether and taking other jobs that are a little bit easier.
So what advice would you have for parents listening today who are struggling to find a place for their child?
That's a tough one.
Keep ringing.
Keep ringing. Keep ringing. You know, think about what you're wanting. Think about exactly kind of the hours that you want. For people, for babies, at this stage, we're getting people in that are pregnant, that are coming in and putting their names down. I think at this stage, it's probably the best call. You know, the earlier you can get in, the better.
That's Rachel Prowse from Mrs. Tatty's Nursery in Dublin. Now, Rachel's business is very close to the Meath border, so I took a look at the commuter counties where we know populations have just sprawled out in recent years, and you would think they'd all be the worst affected, but it's mixed. Out of the three providers that were contacted in Meath, there is no availability, but the exact opposite can be said in Wicklow, as we got the most positive response out of the entire survey, with some space coming up next month. This means Wicklow falls into just under the 27% of providers who said that they will have availability this year. To find out what can be done to try and alleviate some of this demand, I spoke with Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, Frances Byrne.
Well, there's a combination of reasons why this happens, but the main one is that we have a very underfunded system in Ireland. Historically, we have been the lowest investors across the OECD countries. That is changing. There are certainly signals that there's going to be more investment later on this year in terms of the budget. So that's all very welcome, but we're coming from such a low base that actually providers around Ireland are left making largely economic decisions about the internal organisation of their settings.
Is it an attractive sector to work in? Like, surely if the demand is so strong, you'd imagine there'd be more providers.
Well, there are 30,000 very dedicated professionals working in the sector. Early Childhood Ireland and other organisations will put continuous professional development training on, and it will be oversubscribed. However, the sector is an uncomfortable place to work and not seen as a viable career option because pay is so low. Again, there are moves afoot to try and address that. What we need to do is move towards what is called the Nordic or Scandinavian model, where it becomes a much more attractive place to work, where the implementation of the curriculum, and we have an excellent curriculum here in Ireland, is the priority.
That's the Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland, Frances Byrne, calling for more investment. Now, we heard from Luca at the start of this piece, who's been trying to sign up her son since she was 12 weeks pregnant. What about other parents, Josh? Similar problems?
It does seem to be challenging for parents from both rural and urban areas, Pat. If someone is living in a small town or village, there might only be one or two providers. And then if you're in a city, you'll of course have greater numbers contacting you for demand. So out of the cities, Waterford and Limerick came out the best with possible availability in August and September. We heard from a creche owner, Rachel Prowse, that the rooms that fill up for her the fastest are preschool age. On a general scale, though, the younger the child, the fewer available spaces. So there's a particular lack of availability for babies under 3 years of age, more so than preschool age. Here's a clip now of some parents I met with to find out what they've had to do and how long they were waiting to secure a space.
It took us probably about 3 months, I would say, to get childcare for himself. It was a case of getting onto various different waiting lists, making a lot of phone calls, getting a lot of no's, actually being told that there was a lot of, wouldn't be any availability in some places for 18 months or 24 months. And then it came good for us, and that was also by far and away like the most affordable one. I think it was like 250 quid a week, and that was a bargain.
Yeah. Just for other parents out there, what's the way to find a place? Just keep ringing and ringing.
Keep ringing and ringing. I mean, earn more money, spend more money. Not that, you know, you're lucky if you have it, but yeah, definitely price is a barrier to entry for most people.
So yeah, I'm out in the country now, but near Thurles, and it's not quite as bad as it is up around the city centre, or even my parents are in Kildare, and it's awfully hard around there. I have a lot of friends who are really struggling to get back to work because they can't get the childcare. Whereas we're a bit luckier, I think, where we are, that there is a bit more availability. It doesn't make it easy.
She's just being minded by a childminder in a house, like, just up the road from us.
And was it difficult to find a minder?
It was difficult, yeah, to find someone that was recommended to you, really, or someone that you trust, like, so it took a kind of while, I suppose, you know, that way, like, as opposed to a creche where we live for a child of her age, like, for under two. there was nothing, there was no availability like anywhere or anywhere around that was even open that take children under two. Like,
we were using a creche, so we were using the creche for the three of them, and we were using it for before school for breakfast club, or and then walking them to school and whatever. But I have now reduced my hours by half, so I found that the loss of my earnings negated what I was paying out on childcare.
And not only cost, availability, was it difficult to get all three of them in?
Yeah, it was. And I kind of found as well then, because I'm a teacher as well, so I was having to keep them in for a certain amount of time over the summer in order to hold my places for September.
It seems like an incredible problem, and one of the texters agrees. I had to put down my now 6-month-old's name when I was 8 weeks pregnant for a creche. They only take them from 12 months of age. My family didn't know I was pregnant, and yet the manager informed me that if I'd left it any later, I wouldn't have got a space. 8 weeks pregnant. You just know that you're pregnant and you have to think about getting a creche space. That report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.